the mage here, and it looks like, yeah, we might just be out of new Cataclysm pets for the time being. You know what that means? We're going back. Back to the ancient frosty lands of Wrath of the Lich King.
Frostborn hungers.
We can't talk about Wrath and the non-combat pets of this expansion without talking about the Argent Tournament. What's the tournament? Well, basically, it's another way for you to suck up to the various rations of your faction conveniently located all in one place. After your first big at-home rep grind, every 5 or so weeks, depending on your daily fortitude, you could work for and unlock another race to begin grinding rep with. Why all the work? Well, each race has a unique pet for you to purchase. The humans have the Elwyn Lamb.
The orcs, the Durotar Scorpion. The dwarves have the Dunmoro Cub. The trolls, the Sunjin Fetish. The gnomes have the Mechanopeep. The undead have the Tearsfall Batwing. Draenei have the Almond Vale Lashling. The blood elves have the Enchanted Broom. The night elves, the Teldrassil Sproutling. And the Tauren have the Moldor Hatchling. And no, guys, that was a mistake. There are no Goblin and Wooden factions at the tourney.
While it's true that we can only earn pets for our own faction, what orc wants gnome rep anyway? That doesn't mean we can't learn each other's pets. Since each pet costs 40 tokens from the vendor, not too many people are upset that they have to spend gold rather than grind rep.
If you like this segment, or you want to tell me how awesome I am, you can find me at aludra.blogspot.com.